Get ready to be mesmerized. Get ready to be entertained. Get ready to be informed. And most of all, get ready to listen. The latest sports news, great interviews, and the best coverage from around the nation's capital. It's Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district, right now on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio. Here's your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson.
This show is brought to you by Doc Sports Services. Today on Listen In with KNN, I'm proud to continue the soccer wave as we are in the midst of FIFA World Cup 2018 action. And yes, I know the soccer mania and the football mania is going crazy. So I'm continuing it right here on Listen In with KNN as I welcome in the star, Christian Fuchs, right here on Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM and 1340 AM. It's an action-packed show, so let's not waste any time and get into it. And with that, it means it's time to sit back, relax, and get ready to listen in and follow along with the conversation using hashtag ListenInWithKNN. Looking for winning sports picks and predictions? Since 1971, Dot Sports has been recognized as one of the most trusted names in the sports handicapping industry. For the listeners of this very show, Dot Sports is giving out $60 worth of their premium member picks for free. These are the exact same premium member picks that 1,000 of their current members pay for. And guess what? You get them for free. Just text the word radio to the number 29022. Text radio to the number 29022 for instant access. Doc Sports also provides free picks on every single game. You want NBA picks? Simply Google search Doc's NBA picks. NHL picks? Google search Doc's NHL picks. Need MLB picks? Google search Doc's MLB picks. Remember to text the word radio to the number 29022 and start winning today with Doc Sports Service. Welcome back to Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district and beyond. It's now the time to get into the show and welcome in Leicester City defender, Christian Fuchs. Christian, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And I'm happy with the way you pronounce my name.
Oh my gosh, because I practiced it a million times.
I heard the intro and, it sounded more like foot, which is a German word, by the way. It means busted or broken or gone.
Oh no,
but
I'm still here.
I feel good, even though I'm in preseason. So yeah, I'm here with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited. And Christian, for those that don't know you, I hope you don't mind, but I hope to kind of run through your bio before we get into some Q&A.
Perfect.
All right, perfect. So Christian is an accomplished Austrian footballer who currently plays for the English Premier League club, Leicester City. He also has won 78 international caps for Austria triumphantly. They won the prestigious English Premier League in his first season, 2015 to 2016, with the Foxes after he signed a three-year deal. Leicester City's miraculous once-in-a-lifetime, get this, 5,000-to-1 odds on winning the English Premier League remains one of the biggest underdog stories in the history of English football. The Foxes inspirationally won the English Premier League by 10 points, clear Arsenal, finished second with ultimately sealed Champions League football for the Foxes. And achieving this monumental feat, Leicester City won their first ever league title in, get this, 132 years. Leicester City was founded in 1884. Wow, that really puts things into perspective. In 2016 to 2017, Leicester City also reached the quarterfinals of the Champions League before being eliminated by the Spanish giants, Atletico Madrid, 2-1. Christian has also competed in two major international competitions for Austria, Euro 2018 and Euro 2016. During the talented Austrian's 12-year tenure in Germany, Christian also won the honorific DFL Super Cup. He has also played in the ever-competitive English Premier League for three seasons and has been an ever-present figure for Leicester City, as well as a fan favorite at the King Power Stadium. At the club level, Christian has made 111 appearances for Leicester City, scoring 2 goals, whereas the skilled left back made 226 appearances collectively during his time in Germany, 14 goals scored, and additionally 158 appearances collectively in his native Austria. Christian's Leicester City kick kicks off their brand new 2018 to 2019 English Premier League season away again. Last season's Premier League runners-up, Manchester United. Ooh, that's going to be an exciting one to come up. So, definitely. Christian, I mean, there's so much in your background. Woo, that was a good pile to read through, but it just shows how accomplished you are. Let me ask
well,
you.
Well, I don't know if I should feel old now or if I should be proud of all the stats that you read to me. I'm proud. I mean, I'm proud, yeah. I'm proud, definitely.
Good. So you want to keep you in good spirits. And, I mean, that really is something to look up to. I'm sure everyone listening to that is just like, wow, what have we done with our lives?
Let's say a lot happened so far in the 15 years that I'm professional. And you didn't even mention the games that I played for the Austrian or for the German Bundesliga. So there have been another 12 years before I joined Leipzig.
So I needed another couple of minutes anyway.
Yeah, no, don't waste your time with that.
Well, Kristen, let's get into it. So first and foremost, Leicester City finished ninth in the Premier League last season. So tell me, what are your overall expectations and ambitions for the Foxes in the league in the forthcoming 2018 to 2019 season?
Well, first of all, I'm going to mention that since I'm here, there was always something going on. So either it was winning the Premier League, we played in the Champions League, as you mentioned, the quarterfinals, just got beaten by Atletico Madrid by one goal. So literally there was every season something happening. And yeah, we finished the season last year on the ninth spot, which, by the way, was the second time that we finished in the top 10, also in the club history, which I think was a great achievement. So,
yeah.
I mean, with the quality that we have in the team and what I see now, it's our second week right now in preseason. I'm in France, by the way, on balcony, listening to some nice classical music. So it's a great panorama. But, you know, for the upcoming season, seeing what quality we have in the team, what signings have been made lately, I believe that we can, again, achieve a top 10 result. And maybe, you know, just with one eye, aim for international business.
Yeah, well said. And then, I mean, staying on that, you have James Maddison, Ricardo Pereira, and Johnny Evans are among the Foxes' new summer signings. What do you feel they add to the team, both in terms of their ability and their endeavor?
Well, I think Johnny Evans obviously brings a lot of experience with him. He played for Manchester United. He played for West Bromwich in the last couple of years, so he knows the Premier League very well, and you can tell by the way he trains for the first 2 weeks that he's a great addition to our team, as well as James Maddison. I mean, he's a young, uprising star. He has a lot of talent. He's a very great offensive player. And honestly, for our new right back, he has not been here. He played for Portugal at the Euros, so he's on holidays, which he very much deserves, but I guess they will join us during the next week, and then we'll see what he can bring to the team. But obviously, when you play at the World Cup, come on, you got to be a good player. You see what's happening right now over in Russia, and there are outstanding games, and playing for Portugal national team, I mean, you got to be a good player.
Exactly. I mean, that's why we're watching them, right? So I think you said that very well. And then let's talk about it. So Leicester City's miraculous 5,000-1 odds in winning the English Premier League truly remains as one of the most heartwarming and most important underdog stories in sports history. So I'm curious to know, what did it mean for you personally and professionally to win the English Premier League in your first season in England?
Well, to be honest, it took me a long, long time to realize what happened that season. I think I'm still not all the way there. It's definitely the biggest achievement in my career. There's nothing out there that's comparable, even though, as I can tell, your list is pretty long, but I think that stands on top of everything. It's, for me personally, means the world. I mean, everybody, every young player is simply dreaming of being there at some point. I was watching the Premier League when I was a young kid. I was, you know, a Manchester United fan back then when Peter Schmeichel was the keeper there. And now I got to know Peter Schmeichel because Casper is our keeper. So, you know, you get a little bit starstruck when you see all those players that you admired back then. And, mm-hmm. you know, for me, on a professional basis, I mean, it definitely elevated my standing, I think, in football or soccer, whatever. Let's stick to football, whatever you want to call it. I mean, you only have to imagine those numbers. The first day after we became Premier League champion, and mm-hmm. I'm Austrian, so we are not the biggest country, right? We have 8 million people
right.
living in Austria.
Mm-hmm.
So only from the Austrian media, I had like 180 interview requests only the day
wow.
after the Premier League. So
yeah.
it just shows you how big that success is. And again, it makes me very proud that I have been a part of that, especially because it was such an underdog story. I mean, 5,000 to 1 is the same like finding Elvis alive. And I'm not sure
yeah.
if this will happen, but we made the impossible possible, and I'm very glad.
Yeah, I love that. The impossible possible. So staying on that success route, during your successful time in the East Midlands, you've played under 3 different managers for Leicester City. You had Nigel Pearson, you had Claudio and Claude. With that being said, how would you describe, let's say, with Claude's management style and training method?
Well, he's a very strict manager. He knows exactly what he wants from us players. He just recently, now in the camp here in France, he made us go on the bikes 12 kilometers, which is about, I would say, 8 miles, can it be, up the hill
okay.
with an elevation of an average 8%. It doesn't sound a lot, but when you're on the bike for almost an hour,
yeah.
always up the hill,
mm-hmm.
that the legs are burning, I can tell you that. And you
wow.
don't feel them for the rest of the day. But he knows exactly what he wants. I mean, when he came into the club, we were, I think, on the 16th position, which is not that good. And we ended up almost qualifying for Europa League, which is a great business over here in Europe. And we didn't make it, but hey, still we made 9th position, which, I, as I mentioned before, is the second time we qualified
yeah.
in the top 10. So
mm-hmm.
I think it has been a great success last season, and obviously he brought a lot of value to the club as well.
Wow. All right. So staying with English football, since your arrival in English football, who have been some of the toughest players which you've had the assignment of defending during your biggest games?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, there are a lot of great players out there, but I think one of the top players in terms of my position being a left back and facing a right midfielder, it has been Willian from Chelsea. I don't know if he's still there. There are rumors that he's going to Barcelona. So he's very quick. He's rapid.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's almost the same like with Arjen Robben from Bayern Munich. They always do the same thing. But the problem is you never know when they're going to do it. And by the time you realize, oh, he's doing it now, like his special move, it's
mm-hmm.
you're most of the time too late. And that's the same with Willian. I mean, he's an outstanding player, outstanding midfielder, definitely one of the best that play in the Premier League. So, but honestly, I mean, you can go through every top club or even through every club in the Premier League. There is always a physical battle. It's always, every game is tough. There's no game where you can say, okay, this definitely 3 points for us.
Mm-hmm.
As you can tell, I mean, the smaller teams beating the bigger teams, and that makes, I think, in my eyes, that makes the Premier League very, very exciting for everybody out there.
Yeah, I think you said that well. I mean, and thanks for that, because I know it probably can be hard, right, to say who's the toughest against you.
Oh.
I think you said so well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, definitely.
And now let's talk about the stadium. So the King Power Stadium is pretty much a fortress on match day, and it's always a pretty tricky place to play for opposition. But this is a rumor that's going around, so I had to ask you, because we're hearing it from our fans of the show, is it true that Thai Buddhist monks are flown to England, especially to spiritually bless the King Power Stadium before match day?
So first of all, I'm happy that I'm playing for Leicester City. I don't have to travel to Leicester to face us, because you said the right way. I think for any team that comes and play here, they're never going to have it easy. We always give them a fight. We always have our fans in the back, which is outstanding. I believe that the Leicester Stadium, the way I experienced all the other stadiums, is very different to all the others in the Premier League. It's loud. The fans are screaming from minute one to minute two to minute 90, whenever. And they're really backing us. So there's always a positive atmosphere, which I appreciate as a player, and I can speak for my teammates as well, which we all appreciate a lot. And, well, talking about the rumors, I mean, I've seen Buddha monks. Yeah, I've seen them. I also sometimes...
I figured that.
Yes, well, I don't think it's a big secret that our owners are very spiritual and they try to give the best for our club. And yeah, definitely, I came across a couple of monks so far.
All right. And now staying on, you know, the stadium and some of the fans, BBC's Match of the Day presenter and England legend Gary Lineker is arguably Leicester City's most famous supporter in the entire world. So I'm curious to know, how often does Gary visit the King's Power Stadium to watch his beloved Leicester City team?
Well, personally, I have not seen him because whenever I played, he was hosting BBC One Match of the Day. But yes, he's definitely one of the biggest players, one of the most well-known players over here. Everybody is talking about him. He's definitely a Leicester legend. He also played at World Cups and at Euros, so not so many Leicester players made it there so far. We have two now at the World Cup, which I'm very proud about. But, he's in everybody's mouth. Like I said, he's a legend, but I think we are, with winning the Premier League, we create a legend of ourselves, and he will always be a legend, but I think the players that achieve this degree of success in the history of Leicester City will also have a big name in the future or forever for Leicester City, obviously.
Perfect. Well said. And then going back to you and your roots, I want to know more about which football team did you support growing up and why?
Well, I grew up in Austria, so my first choice was definitely Austrian teams. It was back in Salzburg when they were in the finals of the UEFA Cup. It was back then, which is now the Europa League. Rapid Vienna was then a big club to go with. But I always had a fable for Manchester United.
Okay.
For me, characters like Eric Cantona were very special. I remember that I had a poster of him hanging in my room. So.
Wow.
And the team that I grew up with when I was a young player, we also had a whole set of jerseys of Manchester United that we played with every game. So. Yeah, I mean, I was always very interested or very crazy about Manchester United, and you know, now playing against them or having this honor to play against this team a couple of times already, or at Old Trafford, is definitely a dream come true. I mean, I'm 32, but dreams are still coming true, and playing these teams that you admired when you were a young child, like I told you before, with Peter Schmeichel. Is simply, it gives me goosebumps.
Wow. All right. And then, you know, staying with you, I want to know, prior to signing with Leicester City, you received an offer to play in Major League Soccer. So I want to know, I mean, why did you reject the opportunity at that time?
I'm not aware of any offers so far.
Oh, all right.
Not yet. I hope they are coming because, my family is over in New York, so...
Okay.
Sooner or later, I definitely want to play in America in the MLS. And you know, I mean, I could stay definitely here over in Europe a couple more years, but my priorities are simply to be with my family. I mean, my kids are growing up in New York. My family, the center of our life is in New York. So If it will be an American MLS team, whatever it is, then I definitely will be happy to join.
Perfect. And, you know, we talked about your family, so staying with that, I mean, your beloved wife, Raluca, and yourself, Christian, are the founders of the unique clothing brand, No Fooks Given. How would you describe the brand? What do you feel separates this brand from other brands in the contemporary market?
Yeah, No Fooks Given, I mean, we all know what it stands for.
Right. Easy to find out.
It's an attitude. It's simply an attitude that I want to live my life by. So, so what I did when I came to England, I started doing these videos with teammates, where we always had kind of a challenge, but not football challenges. You know, it was, for example, playing Russian egg roulette with Jamie Vardy, and we had to crack eggs on each other's head, or things like that. Or I played Red Bomb with Robert Hoof, where we simply tried to kick the ball at each other's behind as hard as possible. And obviously everything comes with a punishment. And resulting out of that, out of fun, honestly, without any pressure, I just made a T-shirt and not even thinking about selling them. You understand?
It just started as like a fun thing.
Exactly. I just had fun with whatever I did, and I still do. I still do. And but the requests for the T-shirt, the emails, the messages on Twitter, Instagram, you name it, they came in dozens. And and suddenly I see myself producing T-shirts, which I never thought that I would do. And meanwhile, the brand grew very well, to be honest, really well. And I just want to transport fun to people. I want them to have this attitude to live your life in such way that you simply enjoy every single minute, even if it's hard. You know, I can tell you a good story. When I'm on the Premier League, I was invited for an interview to the Mumford University, which is a university based in Leicester. And they were telling me, yeah, don't worry, it's just like 30, 40 of our students that are listening to the interview. I'm like, okay, great. So walking over there, and I had a little glimpse inside through the window, and listen, it was not 30, 40 people.
It was way more, right?
It was like 500 of them at the end.
Wow.
Turned up. And, you know, being in this situation, you know, that you don't always do, that makes you a little bit uncomfortable at some point. I was, it came very handy that I was wearing my No Fooks Given T-shirt. And I just said to myself, listen, you got to do it. Don't give a fooks. Just do it. Go in there. And honestly, it turned out to be a great success. Very fun. We did a live No Fooks Given challenge, and that's the way I want to inspire people. There might be uncomfortable situations that you have to face, but listen, do it. Do it.
Right.
Don't give a fooks, and I'm telling you, you will feel better after. And I think this attitude that I want to transport with my brand, I think it's very unique out there.
Yeah. And that being said, I mean, which items would you personally recommend from the new Fooks Given collection?
All of them. They're all made with love.
Easy answer, right? They all look good.
Honestly, I mean, the feedback that we get from everybody that's wearing them, or from the athletes that I sponsor a basketball team, they all love it. And they all recommend to anybody out there, to all their friends, to get some of my stuff. And honestly, I could tell you any story now, but I don't want to lie. And I feel very comfortable in them. And when I feel comfortable, then I believe that other people will do the same.
Yeah, and comfortability is what it's all about. And so people that are interested in learning more, Christian, where can the audience find out more about your brand, No Fooks Given?
It's as simple as that. You go to nofooksgiven.com. Everything is on there. I do everything myself. So it's honest. I'm not suing the clothes, okay? But I do all the admin work. The name Nofuxgiven. When people see Nofuxgiven, they know that it's personally me. That I really, you know, when I do a project, then I want to be hands on, and I'm not just delegating. I'm trying to be involved as much as possible. Obviously, I cannot do all the work, but listen, when people go there, they know, okay, this is really Christian Fuchs. With all his energy, and I think people appreciate that.
Perfect. Well said. And then from that, let's transition back to your time playing. And I want to go back to Austria, and I want to ask you, what have been some of your proudest moments representing Austria?
Well, captaining the Euro 2016 was definitely one of my highlights. We've never qualified for Euro before in terms of not hosting it. We hosted the Euros 2008 in Austria, but Austria personally never qualified through the qualifier for Euro, which was a historical moment for the country. Mm-hmm. And this was definitely one of my proudest moments. I mean, experiencing that, how positive the Austrian people have been in that time, how supportive they have been then going to the Euros and playing the Euros in France, which were outstanding. And, you know, we got kicked out after the group stage. Maybe a little bit unlucky, because we could have won definitely all the three games. But listen, it has been a great experience for us, for the country, and we will always look back and be proud of for that success.
Well said, well said. And now transitioning more into you, popular East Midlands newspaper, the Leicester Mercury, described you, Christian, as, quote, not your stereotypical football player. He has more strings to his bow than an orchestra. So when you hear that, what are your main general interests and hobbies outside of professional football?
Can I ask you, how many strings does an orchestra have?
That's a good
question. Do you have any clue?
No clue at all.
I believe it has many more than the interest that I have. But we spoke about the clothing brand. I have my Football Academy, which we started 4 years ago in New York.
Okay.
With 25 kids. Now 4 years later, we're in three countries, which is in Austria, because that's where I'm coming from. We are running weekly programs in England, and we have our summer camps in the USA, in New York. So that's an exciting project. Again, I'm very hands-on.
Yeah,
that's
wonderful.
My name on, I want to make sure that if everything works however I see it, however I want it. Otherwise, I'm not satisfied myself. How many more streams do I have to mention here? I just recently started an esports academy for FIFA. FIFA 18. I have five players now that I signed, which is very interesting. It's called Nofuxgiven Esports, so it's connected with my brand. I have
cool.
A lot of maybe they're exaggerating a little bit with saying I have more. I have as many strings as an orchestra, but there's definitely a lot out there that I'm involved in and that I really love to do.
Yeah, and Christian, I also understand that you're also a huge NFL fan, right?
Excuse me?
You're also a huge NFL fan?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a dream, you know? I mean, I'm, like I mentioned, I'm young, 30, 32.
Yeah.
I'm still dreaming of a different career, if it's possible. I mean, I was dreaming back then from when I was younger of playing in the Premier League, becoming professional, and it came true. And now I'm dreaming of maybe becoming an NFL kicker at some point.
Ooh,
I mean,
nice.
Obviously I wanna play my football as long as possible. That's simply my passion. That's my whole life so far. But after that, I heard kickers can play up until their late 40s, start
yeah,
like about
true.
50. So
if you have the protection.
Exactly. Well, now with the new rules that they also kind of jump over the defense, so yeah, 100%. You're much protected. But for me, it's about being in the stadium. It's simply a big part of my life, and I would love to extend it as much as possible because it simply fills me with joy. It's amazing when you have 50, 60, 80,000 people cheering for you, and I want to be in that position where it's fourth quarter, 3 seconds left on the clock. We are 1 point down. I'm making the deciding field goal. We win the Super Bowl. Come on. That feeling.
Nothing better.
I would love to be there. I would love to be there.
Yeah. And Christian, I also understand that the Foxes forged a bond with the NFL's Carolina Panthers. I know Leicester City sent 4 Foxes shirts for Cam Newton, Josh Norman. We had good old Luke and Graham Gano. And then in return, the Carolina Panthers sent 2 personalized Panthers jerseys to Leicester City's you and Casper. I mean, how was that?
It has been great. It has been great. I mean, there were a couple of video messages going back and forth. We did some filming with the NFL. I still have, obviously, I keep that shirt. I mean, it's very special to have something from the Panthers. It's nice hanging in my closet. It's a very special gift from them. And hey, they made it that year into the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, they didn't win it. It would have been another underdog story in the same year, but. Again, it was great to do some with those guys, and I hope they will have a great season this year.
Yeah, go Panthers. And Christian, I mean, I can't have you on here without talking about the FIFA World Cup, the 2018 FIFA World Cup final, of course, is this Sunday. So I have to ask you, who do you believe will emerge as the FIFA World Cup champion?
You know, I'm playing in England, so it hurts a little bit that England didn't make it into the final. I hope they will at least come home as third place. You know, I feel a little bit sorry for my teammates, Sarah McGuire and Jamie Vardy, that they didn't make it into the final of the World Cup. But you got to admit that Croatia was simply the better team.
Ooh,
now that France against Croatia, it's a tough one because Croatia surprised me every single game. They were always going the full distance. They had 2 penalty shootouts. I mean, those guys need to be tired. They need to be tired. I mean, you have so many games in such a short period of time, and then you always have to go through overtime, which is insane that they always came out as the winner. So, given that, it's very tough to say. Honestly, for me, France is definitely the favorite. It's definitely the favorite, but... Yeah, I would say France will bring it home. I also experienced, now that I'm here in France, I experienced the enthusiasm that people have when they qualified for the final. Even though my windows were shut, I still heard cars up until 1 a.m. Beeping. There was such a great atmosphere here, which is electrifying. And I think France will definitely make the race.
All right. Well, definitely a great place to be now with all that's going on. And I mean, as we know, the FIFA World Cup has provided many highlights and entertaining games thus far. So I'm curious to know, where do you personally rank Russia 2018 to other FIFA World Cup tournaments which you have witnessed in your life?
Well, I think the World Cup was special because there were so many surprises, so many great games with an outcome that nobody expected.
Yeah.
Again, Croatia was very much up there with winning 3-0 against Argentina, which nobody could have expected. Also, that Germany got kicked out already in the group stage. And so many other, like Russia, they played a really, really great tournament. I mean, they kicked out Spain, which for me was unbelievable. That I think this is what makes this World Cup very special, that the so-called underdogs are really competitive. They're competing with the big nations, and it's a pleasure to watch. And again, as I said about the Premier League, that smaller teams can beat the favorites. It's the same with this World Cup. I think when people watch a World Cup and they see, okay, Spain is playing against Russia, everybody assumes that Spain is going to make the race. But because of the way the World Cup progressed, everybody was like, oh, maybe there's a surprise. So it was very exciting to watch and see if it really happens. And we didn't really get disappointed. There were a lot of surprises, and it was very, very nice to watch.
Yeah. I mean, and staying with the FIFA World Cup, I feel like you have my enthusiasm back up. It's a very exciting time. Of all the many spectacular goals which have been scored at this year's FIFA World Cup 2018, what are the top, let's say, three goals which have been scored in this World Cup tournament, in your opinion?
I would say Toni Kroos, free kick goal against Sweden in extra time was very important. It was a nice goal, but also because of the pressure that was down on Toni Kroos, that he had to score for Germany to be able to advance still, which he didn't make, obviously. But I think this was a great goal for me, and I was literally celebrating because the whole situation. I was really happy for the German national team. I have to mention two Belgium goals. For me, the 3-1 win against Japan was the perfect counterattack. It was literally the last minute of the game, and the way they countered and broke Japan in the last minute of the game was sensational. And all credit to Lukaku. All credit to Lukaku. I mean, he didn't score as many goals so far in the World Cup, but the way he works for the team is outstanding, and people don't always see that, but he played a very big role there. And then again, for me, the goal of Kevin De Bruyne against Brazil in the quarterfinals, I mean, that was a hell of a shot. I mean, he stroked the ball perfectly, and this goal for me is all about the technique and the precision, because the ball went in just next to the post. He only had little window of shooting, and then the way he stroked the ball and the way the ball went into the goal was simply perfect and amazing to watch with what speed that ball went in.
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it so well. I mean, who could have missed any of those exciting moments in this FIFA World Cup? And then also, staying on that, I mean, there's a Hollywood movie detailing Jamie Vardy's incredible rise from playing non-league football, of course, while working a part-time job, making medical splints, all the way to representing England at the FIFA World Cup 2018 right now. That movie is currently in the works. How would you describe Jamie Vardy as a teammate at Leicester City, and what are your thoughts on his once-in-a-lifetime accession, you know, from obscurity, let's say, to the biggest stage of them all?
I mean, I think it's perfect for a Hollywood movie. And nobody could you think of a story like that? I mean, that you literally came from nowhere with all the, with everything that he had to go through in his past when he was younger. And then suddenly, only a couple of years later, I mean, we're not talking about 10, 15 years. We're talking about 5, 6 years where he came from nowhere. First of all, being Premier League champion, then almost just Harry Kane stopped him, being top goal scorer in the Premier League, marching to the Champions League, and then suddenly playing at the World Cup. I mean, like I said, we're not talking about 10, 15 years. This happened in a very short period of time, and I think it deserves a movie, whatever it will look like. And I hope that will also be. I hope that the whole Leicester story with winning the Premier League obviously will be a big part of it. And I hope that Ryan Reynolds will do me proud and play my role really well. I mean it's amazing how many times a day people are saying, "Hey, you look like Ryan Reynolds, right? Or not just recently, somebody came up to me in England, in London, saying, hey, you're Daredevil, right? So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if Daredevil is a compliment, but yeah, Jamie Roger's story definitely deserves a movie.
Yeah, we are all looking forward to it. And Christian, before we leave, Leicester City will open the new 2018-2019 English Premier League season away against Manchester United, followed with the Foxes hosting the newcomers, the Wolves at home, then followed by Leicester City traveling to the South Coast to face Mark Hughes' Southampton. Do you feel that getting positive results against these clubs will no doubt set the tone for Leicester City's season?
I mean, from a personal perspective, we were talking about Manchester United before and what it means to me to play against teams like that. I mean, it's for me the perfect start of the Premier League. It's not easy. It's definitely a big piece of work at Old Trafford. But
right.
I mean it's amazing. I can't wait for the first game of the season. Because nobody likes preseason, it's hard work, and then you know, when you get into the rhythm, when you know the Premier League starts again, everything slows down a little bit. And you finally can play again, which you worked six weeks for before. So, I mean, like I said, every game is a tough one. So it's hard to say, yeah, we will make points here and here and here, even at home. But we are very ambitious, and we go into every game with the spirit to win the game.
Yeah.
So, knowing our team, seeing the quota we have, I think we'll definitely get a couple of points out of there, and it would be amazing to start with a great result at Manchester United.
Well, we are all looking forward to it. And thank you so much again, Christian, for joining us right here.
No, thank you very much. And thank you so much for pronouncing my name the right way.
Thank you. So you made my job easy. I'm just glad I got your name right.
Well, I'm happy I was able to help.
Thanks again so much. And for everyone listening, that's a wrap for listening with K&N. I hope you had fun, learned something, and of course jumped in on the K&N bandwagon. Be sure to listen in each and every week for new shows that drop online at FoxSports1340AM.com and KelseyNicoleNelson.com. If that's not enough, the show is available for download on iTunes and Google Play. The show will also soon be available on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Your feedback and support matter. Until next week, enjoy the sports world, smile, and don't take your fantasy sports too seriously, because there's always another play.
Follow Kelsey on Twitter at TheRealKNelson. You've been listening to Listen In with KNN on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM Fox Sports Radio.